Yeah, next man up. We'll be ready to go. You know, so the other one, DJ, you know, will likely move on to IR at some point. He got a substantial hamstring, so he's not going to be returning this year for us. So that was a big blow. You guys are working hard on Fast Friday. I thought I'd give you that there. I don't do much of that, but it's gonna be reported later. So I thought I'd give it to you now since you're here.
Gonna faint.
Are you gonna do that move before the game?
Yeah, with DJ. Yeah, that'll happen. That'll happen either tonight or tomorrow. But it's unfortunate. You know, he was playing well for us, but that's the case. So what else you guys have?
Sorry. What have you seen out of TJ Carey over the last couple of weeks when he's had some?
Well, he's been a pro all year. Yeah. You know, he's really been good. He played obviously a lot bigger role last year, and he's prepared at all times to go in and play. So, yeah, we have a lot of confidence in TJ.
You guys in the last two games have been able to do some things with the run that helped you win games. You know, getting the short yards, mm-hmm. getting first downs, mm-hmm. efficient runs, as Coach Tice likes to call them.
Yeah.
But I think there's been like a 10-yard gain like since the Denver game. How do you get – what's the difference between an efficient run and an explosive run? It's just the
number of yards
block.
You get.
I mean, with the secondary block or what?
Yeah. No, yeah. And those things happen. You continue to run it, and you get opportunities. We're not really hung up on having to meet a certain number of throws or rushes in any particular game. Each game takes on its own characteristic, and we're all about winning the game. So, you know, we want to have a physical front. You know, we do. And, on both sides of the ball. So you'd like to be able to run it when you want to, and you'd like to stop it when you need to. And that's what we'll continue to be about, you know, is working on being good in those situations.
It's pretty well established you enjoy the competitive part of this enterprise.
Yeah.
How much do you also enjoy the X's and O's part of it? Is that a big reason like being a coach too?
I think the biggest thing on coaching is not is understanding this is a players' league. You know, this is about players and matchups, and the X's and O's are a part of it. But it's the Billies and the Joes, not the X's and the O's. So you need to have good design to take advantage of the talents you have. But it's about players. It's a players' league, and so the fun part is as a coach is now that I don't get to buckle it up and go play anymore. Is to work with young men and develop them as men and develop them as players and help them play their best football. And that's really what, you know, the essence of coaching is.
Right. The reason I ask is, you know, Rex has this reputation of being a defensive guy that can do this stuff, you know.
He's still a defensive guy. See, I've moved on. I'm I'm an offensive guy, special teams guy.
Well, that's what I mean. Do you get into that part of it at all?
I get into all of it. I get into all of it. I get in there with Coach Seeley on special teams. I get in there with the offense, and I get in there with the defense, and share what I know and what I believe. And but I let the staffs work. I think you have to let the staff work.
So this may be more than you want to tell, but like, so how many do you purposely divide up your time on all those things so you get an equal amount of time? Each of those, or it depends week to week how that goes.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. I mean, that's what it is. I mean, that's one of the things a head coach has to do is, you know, how are you going to allocate your time? You know, how are you going to manage the different things you have to do? And that's all part of it, you know, being where you need to be and making sure that, you know, the you're providing the lead, providing the message, what you're looking for, the vision, and then getting into specifics, you know, where you need to, being a part of the discussions where I need to, but... You know, I've really learned to trust my staff a great deal. We've got a really good staff, and I lean on my staff to do their part. We all do our part, and we go out there and compete. That's the part I really like.
Thanks, guys.